Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello, welcome to Know Your Constituency. Over 43 episodes of this podcast, we'll be mapping out the geography and the politics of all 43 constituencies, which will determine the makeup of the 34th Dáil and, of course, the next government. We'll outline all the essentials, the seats, the seat holders, the soon-to-be former seat holders, and everything in between. I'm Colm O'Mungine. I'm joined once again by RTÉ Radio's Barry Lenehan. He's here for all 43 episodes, and also with us is Sarah McGuinness, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail. Now we're going to move to Kildare South. So, Barry, as always, kick us off with the seats and the seat holders.
Well, there are four seats in Kildare South, but one of those is currently held by the Cean Comhairle Seán Ó'Farrill, so that's out of play in what we're about to discuss. The remaining three seats are held by the following, who all stand their ground in this election: Patricia Ryan, was of Sinn Féin, now standing as an independent; Martin Hayden of Fine Gael; and the independent Dr. Cathal Berry.
All right, Sarah, no change to the number of seats. Obviously, as Barry mentioned, the seats that are up for grabs, though, that has changed. What are the changes to the boundaries of this constituency?
Yeah, so Kildare South lost a considerable number of kind of municipal districts in the boundary redraws. So Dunroe, Carra, Ladystown and Killeshea are going to Kildare North, which is expanding in terms of constituency size. And then Laois is also gaining some territory. So Port Arlington, Kilmullen, Jamestown and Ballybritis are gone off to Laois. So smaller constituency this time around, same number of seats as we've said, but of course with Cian Corla running, he I was speaking to him only today in Leinster House, and he said that if they'll have him, he's going again, and by the sounds of things, Fianna Fáil would be delighted to have him. So that's kind of signed, sealed and delivered. So that leaves us with three seats at play.
Right, Cian Corla's privilege, an instant return there. So what are the issues going to be in this constituency?
Yeah, so kind of similar to its neighbouring constituency, Kildare North, the issue of transport seems to be the biggest ticket item, more so for voters in Kildare South than Kildare North. There was actually a great piece by Barry J. White in the Irish Times that was kind of stopping commuters on their way to work, and basically asking them what their election tickets are. And numerous of commuters cited the fact that they have to pay more than their neighbours in Kildare North to get to Dublin if they are working there.
So they're just, Newbridge is the first station outside of the Dublin commuter zone, yeah. Much to the chagrin of some people in Newbridge who have to drive into the neighbouring constituency and clog up the parking in Salins railway station.
Of course, yeah. So transport, and I think roads as well, kind of infrastructure, general infrastructure, housing will be big ticket items.
House inflation, I think, particularly in the constituency, as people have moved out of Dublin with almost enough to buy in Dublin, but not quite. It's had an impact on the house prices in Kildare. So yeah, a lot of demand there.
Definitely, as well as public services as well, which is kind of, you know, it's kind of like all the demands that Kildare North have, but broader and a bit deeper, I suppose. So like the likes of education, you know, the size of classrooms, amenities, you know, sports amenities for children, all those kind of issues are definitely being felt in Kildare South. And actually, I was just reading the kind of pitches by councillors who are going in the general election, and social justice issues actually seem to be quite high up on what they're pitching. Lots of councillors have cited kind of a desire amongst their constituents to, you know, for the war in the Middle East and Gaza to be higher on the political agenda. So that was an interesting thing that I wasn't really expecting to see.
OK, Barry, you know well what I'm going to say next, of course, because we're going to get stuck into the runners and riders this election, which means we're going to give everyone the warning again. All of this information is based on what we know at the time of recording. You'll be back with us once the nominations are finalised. But as we speak now, there's still the possibility of change. Anything could happen. Indeed, the past few weeks have been keen proof of that, particularly, I suppose, in this constituency. So who's running in Kildare South, and rather, who's running and for whom?
Yes, that's it. Yes, we're in the home of the Curragh here this time. So runners and riders at the ready, white flag raised. And one person who's running and likely to be coming home in front is Fine Gael's Martin Hayden, the Minister of State for Agriculture. He was second in the poll the last time, accruing 17% of the vote. He's likely hoping to gain on that. Kildare has been without a cabinet minister since the departure of Charlie McCreevy. So perhaps they're could be a coalescing of some votes around Martin Hayden. He's also tapped into the horsey set in the constituency as well. So Hayden really looks secure, first elected in 2011 and again in 2016. However, as a three-seat constituency and without a running mate, perhaps he could be a bit lonely for a while, or might take him a little while to hit the quota. But Martin Hayden is the one certainty in this de facto three-seat constituency.
Right, you mentioned the Corridor. Sinn Féin could end up with and ex-Sinn Féin could wind up with a version of the Curragh Derby.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, between Patricia Ryan and Councillor Seanan Ní Rathála, of course, Patricia Ryan leaving the party, saying ahead of the selection convention with allegations and saying her and other members weren't allowed to ask questions of the party leadership, including Mary Lou MacDonald. As for Seanan Ní Rathála, she was elected to Kildare County Council this year, whereas the Patricia Ryan-backed candidate Noel Connolly lost out. Elsewhere, Seanan Ní Rathála elected on a bad day for Sinn Féin in Kildare, and she's not without a chance. People think she's well ensconced as a primary school teacher in the community, in a central role in the Kildare Palestine Solidarity campaign. As for Patricia Ryan, of course, as is famously known at this stage, she was on holidays in Lanzarote during the last election, but someone said to me they encouraged her to run this time because of that, because her name was known. On Sinn Féin in this constituency, 21.5% of the vote the last time. When one of our colleagues, the erstwhile Brenda Donoghue, was vox popping in this constituency outside a polling station on the day people were casting their votes, she asked, "Who did you vote for?" Some people said Martin Hayden. Others would say Sinn Féin, Mary Lou. Sinn Féin, Mary Lou. So a wave carried through for Patricia Ryan on that occasion. And it's just unsure, as the ebbing tide perhaps coming out for Sinn Féin, where it might land for O'Rahala and for Ní Rathála and indeed Miss Ryan.
All right. Cathal Berry, the sitting independent there, sir, you mentioned at the top when you were going through the boundaries that the constituency is losing some parts to Laois, which is a disadvantage to Cathal Berry around the Port Arlington area.
It would be, yeah, but he kind of said, he's the first person to say himself that he's an accidental politician. He didn't really expect to do as well as he did in 2020. So, yeah, it will be a bit of a disadvantage, but I think ultimately, you know, he has gotten himself out there a lot over the last 4 years.
Right.
You know,
he's a former Army Ranger. He has a high profile on security and defence issues. He's been an advocate for spending on the defence forces, conditions for the defence forces, and in Kildare South, that's a pretty large part of the demographic.
And that's actually shown in the vote that he got the last time. He won over 40% of the vote in the Ballysacks East electoral division, which takes in the Curragh Army camp, while he also received over 2/3 of the postal votes available in this constituency for Army members serving abroad. So he's really tapped into that. As Sarah said, though, he has been very severely harmed by the constituency redraw. He garnered 40% of the vote in his base around Port Arlington the last time, which is no longer in this constituency. He did open an office there as well, as was his promise. Local tittle tattle was that both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil were courting him to run in this constituency. Not sure on how true that is. He got 5,742 votes the last time. Of course, the Port Arlington vote part of that. But if you're looking for a pathway to victory for him, the other independent in the field in 2020, this being Fiona McLaughlin Healy, accrued 3,600. It would be felt locally a lot of her votes would have been votes for an independent candidate. So if Berry is in the field, he may benefit from her absence. But again, it's an uphill task.
And she took a step back recently from local politics. They talk in England about the red wall. There has been a red wall in Kildare South for quite some time in the form of Jack Wall, a former high-profile member of Kildare GAA and, of course, the Labour Party. His son, Mark Wall, is running. He would be hopeful that he would be in the mix for a centre-left vote in this constituency. Is the pathway there, Sarah, do you think?
I think for sure, yeah. Like, he got 12.48% of first preference votes in 2020. It was a pretty tight competition between himself, Fiona O'Loughlin, who is now a Fianna Fáil senator and who is throwing her hat in the ring for the Dáil this time around, and Cathal Berry. So I definitely say he's in with the shout. I was speaking to him the other day before the gambling bill was passed, and he was in great spirits. He was in flying form. So it seems like he's, you know, ready to lead a sprightly campaign and, you know, give it his all.
Yeah, I'd have a question mark over Mark Wall. This is another key target Labour gain if they are to be involved in the next government. They've high hopes for Mark Wall, but his vote is heavily, heavily concentrated around Athy, where he was polling around between 30 and 50% of the vote. But it dried up like the Sahara Desert once he left his base. Now, he has, I'm told, spent the last 4 years trying to improve his footprint in Newbridge and Kildare Town.
But he won't be helped by Chris Pender there from the Social Democrats.
No, and also the local election results. It's also worth pointing out Jack Wall, as chairman of the Kildare GAA, who of course recruited the great Mick O'Dwyer, that surely he would have got a vote in every box. And it's hard to know whether Mark Wall could replicate that.
All right, you mentioned Fiona O'Loughlin there from Fianna Fáil, currently a sitting senator. There used to be a seat there for Fianna Fáil. She's not in competition with Sean O'Farrell this time round. Maybe a seat for Fiona O'Loughlin.
Fianna Fáil made a Horlicks of this constituency the last time by running two candidates, Fiona O'Loughlin and Suzanne Doyle, perhaps a strategy rooted in overconfidence. Some would say locally they took 20% of the vote, and Fiona O'Loughlin only lost out by ultimately 500 votes to Cathal Berry when all was said and done. So really this should be a seat gain for Fianna Fáil. Going on the local election results, their vote was sturdy there, and really the fact that they made a mess up the last time, they would think they should clean it up this time. But one note of caution, Fiona O'Loughlin did go into the last election as chair of the Education Committee. Those making speeches in the Shannon, they're not as high profile, where she has obviously served the last few years. So whether she can maintain the Fianna Fáil vote is a question mark, but she should gain one for the party.
Brief word on the Greens.
Brief word on the Greens. So they have a relatively unknown candidate in Mona K. Sood. She's a mother, she's a pharmacist. No prior experience on a county council, so she is a fresh face. And yeah, I wouldn't really think that she has a shot in this game.
Born in India, brought up in Kenya, she's been living in the constituency for more than 20 years, a pharmacist by profession, so she has that backstory. Another to watch is Melissa Byrne from Aintu. For all local election political anoraks out there, she was of course involved in that marathon fourth recount with Sinn Féin's
James Stokes,
yes, which was nip and tuck, one vote either way. She ultimately lost out to the independent candidate Tom McDonnell ultimately, but that recount gaining a lot of traction at the time. Let's see whether it might gain her a vote. And as you mentioned, Chris Pender, the Social Democrats do have high hopes for him. He's based in Newbridge, but perhaps his path to victory might be blocked by Mark Wall and his strength around Athy.
What I would say, something interesting I think to be looking at in this constituency will be transfers, because actually with all that's going on in Sinn Féin, the Social Democrats were asked on the plinth the other day about the kind of so-called vote left, transfer left policy that the kind of left-leaning parties of the Oireachtas were encouraging. And by the sounds of it, that's completely dead in the water now. It will be kind of all to play for then. So that I think will be interesting in looking at between, because as we saw in the local elections, the transfer rate between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael were really strong in the locals. Will they be strong between the left-leaning parties in the general? I don't think they will.
Okay, well, we'll come to you first then for the seats in Kildare South. Who's going to be returning? We say this obviously heavily caveated. Nominations not closed. Campaigns matter, but call it for us.
Martin Hayden is safe, I think. I think Fiona O'Loughlin has a great chance. So I would put the second seat on her, and then I think it would be between Chris Pender and Mark Wall for the final seat, but I'm going to go with Mark Wall.
Okay, Barry.
I think Hayden and O'Loughlin would appear certain. They obviously hate us saying that, as we always say. And in the final seat, a mad scramble between Mark Wall, Seanan Ní Rathála, and Cathal Berry. Of course, if Berry were to defect, as Sarah has indicated, or not stand, then that would make a huge difference, and maybe Wall would come through. But at the moment, that last seat between Wall, Ní Rathála, and Berry.
Sorry, I'm going to change mine. I forgot about Cathal Berry. Cathal Berry is my third
all right,
seat.
Okay. Okay, all right. That's where we leave it for this one. Everybody's entitled to change. We're not even in an election yet. Barry, you'll be back with us for an update after the nominations close. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all the research. Dave Gibson was on sound, and our producer was Ciarán Dunne. And remember to tune into RT Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RT Television, of course, and the digital platforms for full coverage of the 43 constituencies.
Know Your Constituency, the RTE Radio 1 guide to general election 2024.